Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Dr. Mariah White, host of Your Life Matters. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
Hey, Choose to Rise fans, Kim here. Did you know that in addition to the health and wellness coaching that I do on a regular basis, I also have been providing some life coaching to people? Yeah, you can get involved. So like my whole passion area is helping others live their best lives. And while I was helping people work through their fitness and nutrition struggles, it really came down to the fact that life was getting in the way. Isn't that true for all of us, right? Like when there's not something going well at home, or there's not something going well in our relationships, or we just have a bad mindset about something, or we're just not sure, we just need someone to talk to. All of those things can really throw us off our game. So when in this whole process, figuring out that life is the thing that keeps us from reaching our fullest potential, I really even started working with women, not just on their fitness and nutrition, but also on life. And so I have created some time in my schedule that I want to offer up as an opportunity for you, that anyone in the world that fits these timeframes, I would love to be able to work with you on working through life. And let me be your mentor. Let me be the person that you chit chat with and work through things, set goals, work through struggles, any of the things, or really maybe you just need someone to talk to because you don't feel like you have someone in your life that you can talk through about certain situations. I would love to be that person for you. My whole goal in life is to help as many people rise up out of their current situation as possible. And if that means helping you through a struggle, I want to be there for you. So head over to choosetoriseup.com/dailymotivation, scroll down a little bit, and you'll find the whole section on life coaching and when you can schedule, what it costs, all of the things. And I want to be there for you. So head there, choosetoriseup.com/dailymotivation. And I hope to see you in my inbox soon. Have a great one. New Year's resolutions. We all make them. We all think about them. Some of us achieve them. Some of us dismiss them. Some of us are done with them by February. But there is great power in New Year's resolutions. And today I want to talk with you about why you should still make New Year's resolutions and how they can help you achieve the life that you want to achieve. All right. So this is a funky year. Can we just not agree to that? I know I've been talking about this a lot and maybe you're over it and you're like, Kim, get over it. We're moving on. Da, 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 da. And yes, I agree. We need to move on. We need to get past it. And this is quite the year. But you don't have to downplay your goals. You don't have to downplay your visions. You don't have to downplay where you want to go and the resolutions that you want to have and to achieve this next year, because the world is hurting. That's the message I want to give to you today. I want you to know that you can choose what you want your life to look like. You can stay stuck in the hard of 2020. You can be overwhelmed by all the stuff that's going around us, but overwhelm is a choice, and you can decide differently. You get to decide what your 2021 is going to look like. And it becomes from setting goals. Maybe you plan to ring in 2021 with new resolves to lose weight or exercise more or not sweat the small stuff or get rid of the crap of what 2020 has been. And maybe you just made those same resolutions a year ago. We didn't know what was coming ahead of us when we made resolutions a year ago, and we didn't know what was going to happen. But you can decide today to make 2021 a healthier version of you. And you know, even if it doesn't go past Valentine's Day, you're going to start creating new habits now into 2020 that are going to help keep you going forward in 2021. So creating new habits takes time and energy, and a new behavior won't become automatic overnight. You need to be able to make sure that you are moving quickly. you are sticking with it, you are creating accountability for yourself, and that you can, you know, create things, set goals, do things that are going to have some incentive for you to set, for you to continue. They're going to keep nudging you towards going in the direction that you want to go. And then I want to give you these tips today. They're going to help you create resolutions that are going to last longer than February, and that are going to help you feel your absolute best. Now, resolutions are going to be completely different for everyone. In fact, we just did a dream board with our team and a vision board. And we just talked about, you know, you need to do what's authentic to you. You need to write goals. You need to create visions. You need to have experiences and things that you want to have happen in your life that are based on you and not someone else. I think that's one of the huge pitfalls to New Year's resolutions, is that we say we want to lose weight. We say we want to be healthier. We say we want to do things, but one, that may not really be what's going to call our heart. And two, you know, we don't have a plan in order to do it. So I want to help you create a plan. I want to help you create an action plan, a step-by-step, something that's going to help you get to where you authentically want to go. So the first tip and strategy I have for you for setting New Year's resolutions is I want you to dream big, right? Dream audacious goals. Audacious goals are compelling. We want you to complete, if you want to complete a marathon, or you want a triathlon, or you want to lose 50 pounds, or you want to, you know, go debt free, or maybe you want to, you know, travel to all kinds of places. You need to have perseverance, encouragement, and support, and a plan in order to do that. An ambitious aim often inspires others around you. Others are going to cheer you on. Some will be happy and help you with practical ways to get there, such as training or taking tasks off your plate so that you can go do the things that you need to do. But I want you to dream big. Don't leave anything off the plate. Anything is possible with you believing it, and you know that you can go do it. Go after audacious goals, dream really big, take the lid off of yourself and go for it. The second thing you need to do, though, once you create those big dreams, is to break those big dreams down into small enough steps. Now, don't think tiny steps. I said smaller steps. So small steps move you forward to your ultimate goal. Look for the surefire bets. Getting things the first base can build your confidence to tackle the second base, the third, and keep moving forward. Once you can succeed at this small task, more difficult tasks will seem easier, and you won't get caught up in the I'm overwhelmed, I'm unsure if I can really do this kind of thing. There are tons of studies out there and
Virginia. William Hill, America's number one sports book, is now here. And we have a special 2021 offer to help you bet on all your favorite sports risk-free. Download the William Hill Sportsbook app, and when you sign up, you can get started with a risk-free bet of up to $2,021. Use promo code RADIORF.
Terms and conditions apply. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call, text, or chat our confidential and toll-free helpline at 1-888-532-3500.
Let's make it interesting with William Hill Sportsbook.
Tons of research out there and tons of experience for myself and others around me that when you are a part of a loyalty program, when you're a part of a community of support, when you are a part of something bigger than you, and you have surrounding yourself with people who are taking it step by step, you are able to see that you can accomplish bigger things. So like, I know, for example, like when I have a loyalty punch card, you know, like I used to get them at our grocery store, where if you'd like buy so many milks, you get a free milk. Like, that's so silly. Like, milk is like a $3.50, right? But like, I can see my progress. I can see how close I'm getting. I can know that if I just keep going, I'm going to get to the end goal. When you can break your smaller goals down like that, you can see how much closer you are getting to something, because you're being focused and you're breaking it down into a bigger thing along the way. So break those really hard jobs down. Take the smaller items along the way, and you'll be surprised at how much farther you get, because you're taking the smaller things and they add up to the bigger things. Number three, understand why you shouldn't make a change. Yeah, maybe you need to really look at things and say, like, okay, this is something that I can do. This is something that I shouldn't do, right? Until you grasp why you're sticking to something and to your old habits, your old routines, it's much harder to muster up the energy to take over something. So unhealthy behaviors like overeating and smoking have immediate pleasurable payoffs at well cost, right? when you stop the overeating, you're going to thin down. When you stop smoking, your lungs are going to get better. But when you are considering the taking a change, take time to think it through. Boost your chance of success with a balance of pluses and minuses and tips enough to make adopting a new behavior more attractive than standing in place, right? Engaging in enjoyable aspects of unhealthy behavior without the behavior itself helps too. For example, if you enjoy taking a break while you're having that smoke or whatever, take the break and enjoy it, but find a healthier way to do it. Otherwise, you're just going to headwind and go explosion with you taking out all of it. So if you are enjoying the break, enjoy the break, but enjoy doing something else in that. Replace a task for task, right? Number four, commit. Commit yourself. Make yourself accountable through a written and verbal promise to people that you don't want to let down. This will encourage you through those tough spots. It's going to have one more person that's going to be focused and paying attention to you. So if your book is focusing on weight loss, or you're focused on healthy living habits, make it public. Become a part of our team where you have other people holding you accountable. And as a coach, I know I'm way more committed to my health and fitness goals because I put it out there every single day. People expect me to show up for my workout and to show up with what I'm doing, my healthy behaviors every day, because I'm a coach, because I put that out there. If you want more posts, if you want more support, or you want more encouragement, join a group of a community of people like our team who are doing those kinds of things. So when you make it less public and you don't promise your partner, or you don't tell a friend, you don't tell your boss or, you know, people around you, you minimize that goal and you give it less power to actually go be accomplished. Okay. The fifth one I have for you is to give yourself a medal, reward yourself. You don't have to wait to the end for you to celebrate and have success. Every step along the way is the path to the end of goal, right? So once you've lost a pound, celebrate it. Not necessarily food, but celebrate it. If your goal is 50 pounds, celebrate 5 pounds, celebrate 2 pounds, celebrate 10 pounds. Each mile marker along the way is going to help you reach those goals. Number six, learn from the past. Anytime that you failed to make a change, consider why it didn't work. Maybe figure out what was the roadblock that you can eliminate this time. Maybe it's because you didn't have support. Maybe it's because you didn't have a plan. Maybe it's because you just got overwhelmed with the bigness of it and you needed to break it down. Use these other steps to really figure out why things from the past didn't work and what you can do differently this time. So maybe if you don't have 30 minutes of time to commit to moving your body more, maybe your first aim is to aim for 10 minutes. And then after you can really establish a solid routine with 10 minutes, maybe you find 20 minute block in your day that you can do something. And then you continue to keep moving forward until you have that full 30 minutes, or you can really have the energy and the ideas to keep moving forward to get to that bigger goal. And the last one I have for you is to just be grateful and give thanks for what you're able to do. Forget perfection and really set your sights on finishing the marathon, not just on running it. If you complete, you'll be a winner even if you wind up walking across the finish line, right? Your goal is to complete things. Your goal is to get to the end. Your goal is to not give up. And when you have set a New Year's resolution like that, yes, we want that end prize. And maybe you want to be the best at it, but what your best is your best in the moment. And so I want you to set goals, New Year's resolutions that are going to be inspiring to you, that have some emotion to them, that are big, audacious goals that are going to push you outside your limits. I want you to break those big, huge, scary goals down into small bite-sized pieces that you can tick off one at a time. I want you to commit to yourself, reward yourself in the process, learn why and what were your hangups were in the past and remove those things, and then give thanks for the process and the journey that you're on, who are taking you further down the path of life than you would have gotten to before. 2021 can be your year. 2021 doesn't have to look like 2020. 2021 can start right now, even though we're still in 2020. Set yourself up for success. Set yourself up for moving forward and not choosing the hard. You get to decide what your life is going to look like. You don't have to worry about what other people are thinking and doing. Go after it because you want to go after it, and be authentic in your goals and move forward today and in the future, because it's going to feel good. It's going to be amazing. And it's what God intended you to do. Have a great one today, everyone. I hope that you got something out of this. I hope it spoke to your heart and mind, and that you are able to choose goals and choose resolutions that are going to change your life going forward, help you rise up out of the current situation to live your absolute best life possible. Thanks for joining me today. I hope to see you back here again next time and in the new year. Have a great one, everyone, and I will see you soon.